I'm Corey Myers, USA News. Progress to report in Maryland at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. USA's Laura Winters with the update.
The work is moving. The mission continues.
To Baltimore and the latest developments surrounding the bridge collapse, a temporary channel is now open to traffic on water to go around that stuck cargo ship. President Biden scheduled to tour the collapse on Friday. Here's Maryland Governor Wes Moore with the update.
A temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapse opened earlier today. It will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
A man taken into custody after slamming his car into a gate at an FBI office in Georgia. That suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged. Authorities have reported no injuries, and the identity of the suspect does remain undisclosed. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. A child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a school shooting in Finland. The victims and the suspect, 12 years old. Police say they have no details about the motive right now. The suspect has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Powerful storms moving through the U.S. today, putting more than 8 million people at risk. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and hail larger than golf balls expected in some areas. Parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, and Indiana expected to get those storms today that will quickly transition to snow, with the highest snow totals 6 to 12 inches in some parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
LSU women's basketball under fire after the team didn't come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. During the Star Spangled Banner, LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it wasn't intentional, it was just a part of their routine. Although they weren't on the floor for the anthem last year when they played Iowa for the national championship. Luke Hunter, the last living survivor of the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, has died. He was 102. Hunter was a quartermaster standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7th that year. Law and Order actress Angie Harmon said an Instacart driver shot and killed her dog while delivering her groceries in Charlotte, North Carolina over Easter weekend. Police say a delivery driver told them a dog attacked him while he was at the residence and that he fired one shot at the dog in self-defense. No criminal charges have been filed due to the incident, and police are not searching for any additional witnesses. Instacart said they are cooperating with law enforcement. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.